You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Climate change continues to be hugely impactful, with experts saying many of Aotearoa New Zealand's wildlife species remain at risk of harm and extinction. WWF New Zealand has emphasised the importance of nature in mitigating the effects of climate change on our wildlife. I spoke to Chief Executive of WWF New Zealand, Dr. Kayla Kingdon-Bibb, about the need for the government to do more to mitigate climate change and potential climate solutions. In Aotearoa, New Zealand, what are some of the biggest impacts climate change is having on our wildlife?
We know that climate change is going to be a significant risk going forward for all of our native species and ecosystems. And you might be aware, but biodiversity in New Zealand is in a pretty bad state. Already, 63% of our indigenous ecosystems are threatened, and fully a third of our native species are threatened or at risk of extinction. That's fairly incredible. And in Aotearoa, that means 90% of our seabird species, 82% of our resident native birds, 94% of our reptiles, and 72% of our freshwater fish. And we know that climate change is going to exacerbate the pressures on those already threatened species.
What is WWF doing to limit climate change?
Climate change, both mitigation and adaptation, is a really big focus for WWF in Aotearoa and internationally. We run a number of different projects on the ground, and we fund community conservation efforts, including on projects that are focused on nature-based solutions, which are interventions that look to try and either do climate change mitigation or adaptation and to address biodiversity loss at the same time. So a really good example of a nature-based solution would be restoring a wetland, a coastal wetland. We know that wetlands sequester carbon, so they're great for climate change mitigation. They also can prevent flood inundation in king tides and big weather events, so they're great for adaptation. And wetlands are also incredibly important for our number of indigenous species in terms of their habitat. New Zealand's lost something like 90% of its wetlands since colonization, which is an incredible amount. So projects like that are things we're really keen to support. So that's an example of the kind of projects we fund on the ground in Aotearoa. But another really important role for WWF is influencing political decision making. So we regularly meet with ministers, including the Prime Minister quarterly, and opposition parties to strongly advocate for more action on climate change and biodiversity loss.
What are some solutions you think are being underutilized by government?
Well, I'd say kind of the same thing, actually. So we obviously there's these commitments in the Emissions Reduction Plan and the National Adaptation Plan to prioritize nature-based solutions and to really focus on ensuring that climate action is biodiversity positive. But to date, we haven't really seen a lot of meaningful investment in that. And that is something New Zealand's approach to climate action is evolving, and we'll see what happens after the election. But the budget cycle every year since 2021, we've had a climate emergency response fund called the SURF Fund, which was created in 2021 with about $4.5 billion as its initial sort of pot, which is a huge amount of money for a New Zealand budget process. And the SURF Fund has been used to fund climate action across the board. So whether it's things like Ihirangi, the Māori Climate Platform, or interventions to support industry transformation, most of that money has been coming out of SURF. And what we'd really like to see going forward is a stronger focus on SURF being directed to nature-positive interventions and investments. But what you should probably know is that SURF is kind of a hot topic in the election. And some of the parties are actually pledging to do away with it, which is something that WWF is incredibly concerned about.
In WWF's view, what are the most important policies you would like to see the incoming government adopt?
Well, as an ENGO, our focus is really on outcomes for people and planet. And so there's a few different things. I mean, first, we're really, really concerned that New Zealand continues its work on climate action. You would have heard, and I'm sure a number of students at Auckland University would have heard, that in addition to possibly defunding the Climate Emergency Response Fund, which means basically all of Aotearoa's climate action, a number of parties are focusing, purely to focus on adaptation and to sort of just give up on trying to reduce our emissions. And I'm really concerned about that, and I think it's incredibly unfair on future generations, because if we give up on trying to limit global warming to 1.5 degrees, we're actually taking away choices from younger generations and the generations that come after them. And I think that is A, dangerous, and B, morally wrong. We're really focused on ensuring that a future government commits to the targets that have been set, that New Zealand set under the Paris Agreement and that are enshrined in the Zero Carbon Act, that they accelerate climate action and they do it in a way that is biodiversity positive. That is one area that we are still going really hard on. The other area that WWF is really concerned about in Aotearoa is around the state of our marine environment. Te Moana and the various marine species and ecosystems within it are in a pretty diabolical state, actually. And New Zealand has the fifth largest ocean territory on the planet. Something like $7.4 billion of our economy annually relies on activities in the marine environment. And we know that a lot of our indigenous species in the marine environment are really, really struggling, like 90% of seabirds, which is incredible. And beyond that, we know that, you know, spatial protection, so marine protected areas are really important for restoring biodiversity and giving those species a safe haven through which to survive. And they're also really important for climate mitigation and adaptation, because healthy marine ecosystems sequester carbon and they also prevent big weather events from affecting communities. And it might alarm you to know that currently less than 0.5% of New Zealand's ocean territory is protected. Less than 0.5%. Globally, we signed up to a target for 30% of the planet's oceans to be protected by 2030. So we have a long ways to go there. And what is also alarming to me is that in terms of global standing, where Aotearoa sits against other countries for protecting its ocean territory, we sit at joint last place. Can you imagine that? We are joint last with Russia and with China for how we take care of our ocean territory. Looking ahead into the next term of government, we really want to see some more action to protect the marine environment now and for future generations.
That was Chief Executive of WWF New Zealand, Dr. Kayla Kingdon-Bibb, speaking to me about climate change's impact on wildlife and possible solutions.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.